Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about how hot beverages, how do they affect the health of your bones? It's an Australian study we're going to take a look at. But before we get to that, we're going to do a devotional today, and it's in Psalms 37, where it says, "Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace." Man, we can all use some peace, right, in this chaotic world. So righteous, upright men strive for peace, if at all possible. All right, so seek the Lord's face, mind time, get in that Bible, and you'll find some peace there. And without further ado, let's do our topic. Do the beverages strengthen bones? Do hot beverages strengthen your bones? Well, one thing I've noticed in your scientific research, there may be a grain of truth in the report, but the overall report is kind of a deception. So around 1857, Poor Richard's Almanac was published, in which they included a quote from Benjamin Franklin, who said, "Half the truth is still a whole lie." 1775. Benjamin Franklin supposedly said that. So majority of the scientific research is to sell drugs or surgical treatment, and the research is written by ghostwriters paid for by the drug companies, and the results are kind of skewed in favor of the drugs, and the results are published in your medical journals for your doctors to read and prescribe to their patients. So this process is in reality making medical physicians drug pushers. So keep in mind that much of the research at universities are funded by grants, and just about anything could be researched for the grant money. So the latest research on strengthening your bones compares coffee to tea drinkers. So let's take a look. This is an Australian study. This is Findlay's University in Australia. Took 10 years to look at 10,000 women 65 years of age and older, and how their bone health was affected by beverages of coffee and tea. Their research was published in the December 2025 journal Nutrients, and this is what they reported. Number one, moderate coffee drinking showed no harm to bones. Number two, heavy coffee drinking, 5+ cups per day, linked to poor bone density. Three, women who consumed alcohol and coffee had more severe bone loss. And four, tea was found to support bone health and the formation of new bone. So what could be the correlation between alcohol and coffee consumption? Is there a common denominator? Yeah, it is dehydration. Bones become weaker with dehydration from caffeine and alcohol, as water is critical for the bones to form, transport nutrients, and remodel themselves. So the lack of water inhibits bones to be strong on a cellular level, and bones will be exposed to inflammation and fractures with dehydration. So in the 1970s, when I was in middle school, I had a friend who had her grandmother move in with her family, and all she would eat is coffee and toast. So is it any wonder that one day she fell and broke her hip? Or did her hip break and she fell? As with many elderly that suffer broken bones, they become less active, they develop respiratory infections, and they die. So dehydration affects the bone mineral density, and osteoporosis is invited in. Here is a quote from Findlay's University. They said, "Osteoporosis affects 1 in 3 women over 50 and leads to millions of fractures every year, making bone health an area closely tied to fracture risk." They go on to say, oh, this is researcher Ryan Liu with Findlay's University, who said, "Research shows that tea is rich in catechins, compounds that may encourage bone formation and help slow bone loss." And let's see, Ryan went on to say, coffee's caffeine content may contrast, and it has shown in laboratory studies to interfere with calcium absorption and bone metabolism. Well, here's some important questions. What is in tea that can strengthen your bones? Flavonoids are in green tea. Polyphenols are also in green tea. Flavins and thiorubigins are in black tea. Antioxidants are in tea, and they also reduce inflammation. And calcium and magnesium are also present in most of your teas. So these compounds help support bone cells to resist breaking and help establish strong bone density. Well, let's look at the lack of water. So what health issues come with a dehydration effect? Well, headaches, fatigue, dry mouth, dry eye, dizziness, seizures, let's see, mental clarity, as well as kidney failure, low blood volume, shock, brain damage, coma, blood pressure problems, heart health issues, organ failure, and death. So it's a big deal. And you know, the thing is, you know, we've got adults, they may start the day with coffee or tea, then they'll go to the work and then we'll have another coffee or tea, kind of get them going. And then at lunch, they maybe have a caffeinated soda or maybe iced tea. And then in the middle of the day, maybe some more caffeine or energy drink. And then at dinner, maybe some more iced tea or an adult beverage. It's a lot of dehydrating beverages all day long. Well, let's look at the conclusion. There are significant nutrients in your teas that can assist with your bones. However, the science neglects to mention the dehydrating effect of hot beverages with caffeine in them. Therefore, tea can be healthier, but we need to balance with significant water. Drinking decaffeinated tea can help, but not all the caffeine is removed. And I'm personally a tea lover. Yes, I am. I don't drink coffee because it kind of makes my heart race. Don't like it. But not enough water is a problem for the bones, and some people don't like water because it has no flavor. So adding some lemon or other citrus to your water can help. Here's something to consider. Are we setting ourselves up for failure in the future with what we are drinking? That's a question. The average person will consume in the course of a day a lot of dehydrating beverages from morning to night. So if we look at this daily consumption of liquids, they are primed to dehydrate themselves with, you know, coffee, tea, energy drinks, soda, and alcohol. So by the time we retire, we can have already very weak bones. Now, a solution is to change your beverages to, you know, get moderation and supplement with mineral supplements and more water. So the thing about water is it's counter-regulated in your body with salt. A lot of people are off salt, but they're on processed salt, which is really just sodium chloride. There's no other minerals left in it because it's been processed. But if you get an unprocessed sun-dried salt, the minerals counter that sodium chloride so you don't get the hypertension you're worried about. And the salt helps balance fluids in your system so you don't get dehydrated and you don't have edema, too much fluid. So salt's a big deal. So medicine doesn't know the difference between an unprocessed and processed salt. They don't know the nutritional benefit of a sun-dried salt. So we think of this daily consumption of liquids. We have to really adjust them so that we're not doing ourselves damage. Therefore, it's really not so much the coffee and tea that's the main issue. It is that we do not intake enough water to counter the negative effects of coffees and teas to support your bone health. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have organic plant-based calcium liquid. It contains only plants that have that boron and magnesium with your calcium to support healthy bone. That's right. We have had reports from ladies retirement age that osteoporosis area, they had a problem in 4 months using, you know, salt and some nice plant-based calcium formula. They got retested and their bones are healthy. So you have power. You do. You have the power with food, minerals, herbs. You know, our creator made sure that we had these here. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a nice free catalog to send you. That number is 866-229-3663. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com because you can take the power back. And it is so liberating. So give them a call. Request their free online newsletters delivered by email. And be empowered each week as this kind of information is delivered right to your email. Well, I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.